So, I think an important part of understanding the natural state of nature is to recognize that pretty much everything that exists exists because of the movement of energy. All movement of energy, for the most part, in one way or another, happens either directly or indirectly because of waves. Waves are the way that energy moves. Waves have certain properties. We know about wavelengths and frequencies. We know about amplitudes, crests and troughs, and frequency, vibrations and oscillations. We understand how waves can move energy. We understand how the amplitude, the stronger the amplitude, the more energy carried, and the greater the frequency, the greater the rate that energy is carried by, thus magnifying the total overall kinetic energy per se. But I believe that we made a mistake. I believe science made a mistake. I think we were unable to locate the medium that electromechanical or electromagnetic waves travel in. You know, how radiation moves. We came up with an okay theory, you know, the oscillation between magnetic and electric fields, and we do see it. I mean, it's not that it's not happening, but I believe that in order for a wave to truly work, it must move some base medium from a state of equilibrium, a lowest energy state, to something that puts a strain or a pressure or tense or torque on it, or in some way causes a displacement from that equilibrium state. That is the amplitude of the wave, and the stronger the amplitude of the wave, the more that it will deviate deviates from the equilibrium state. The greater that amplitude is, the more energy carried, because it is the displacement of equilibrium that is, in fact, what we can consider energy. Okay, energy is the constant natural state of nature to attempt to return to equilibrium, for waves to dissipate. And waves all attempt to move in three dimensions. Their forward momentum will greatly impact how much they deviate from their initial path. And the specific mediums in multiple dimensions, and the friction obtained traveling through each of those dimensions, whatever those mediums are, dictate how that wave can move. So as a wave moves through whatever its medium is, it encounters some type of friction. Some could be very, very small. Electromagnetic radiation encounters very, very little friction if it's not being hit by, you know, nebulous gas or atoms or anything that blocks it. You know, anything it might absorb to. But in general, they will try to, you know, they move, waves will move energy, and they will convert the amplitude of each wave will slowly convert into each additional wavelength created. Sometimes this is a very, very slow process. Sometimes it happens much quicker, and it is based on the friction encountered by the wave in order to convert its amplitude into each additional wavelength in all three spatial dimensions. It always moves in the fourth dimension of time. That is wave mechanics, and it was a mistake to ever say that there wasn't a mechanical wave. because we couldn't see how electromagnetic waves and radiation was moving. And we tried one or two experiments to prove there was something like an ether, a luminescent ether, but how there may not be. In fact, there could very well be just the subquantum realm, the realm that we can't measure, other than saying vacuum energy and virtual particles and renormalization and why we have a wave-particle duality and a probabilistic wave function, all the reasons I've mentioned for evidence that supports a subquantum realm. That is the ether, almost. That is how waves of energy are moving, because that's how it works. Energy will continue to always move in a medium. It requires it. So I believe it was originally a mistake to say that we have waves that are not mechanical, that don't require a medium, because it is the fact that there is a medium and a displacement from that equilibrium state that carries the energy. That's how waves work, and that's how all waves work. And that's how gravity works. Okay, close enough. So, have a good night. Cheers. Live long and prosper. May the force be with you. 42.